Energy CEO, Nuclear Carbon Capture and Equation to Handle Industrial Growth, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. Energy CEO Drew Marsh said the utility's third quarter contained yet more prep work for large industrial customers and development for carbon capture alongside more nuclear and solar generation. Marsh estimated energy's compound annual growth rate in industrial sales at 11-12%, 300 basis points higher due to a large new industrial customer that recently signed a 15-year electric service agreement with Energy Louisiana. We don't disclose specific customer details without their consent, so we can't provide additional information at this time, Marsh said during an October 31st earnings call. Marsh said the major customer will bring economic activity to a portion of northern Louisiana that has been economically disadvantaged for decades. Although no docket in the case is available yet at the Louisiana Public Service Commission, Energy has shared a redacted version of its application for approval of generation and transmission to host an economically transformative $5 billion investment the unnamed customer is looking to site in Richland Parish. The utility hopes to build three new combined cycle combustion turbines and a 500 kilovolts line. Energy reported third quarter earnings of $2.99 per share and third quarter net income of $644.9 million, down year over year due to 2023's exceptionally hot summer in the South. However, Marsh said Energy had a very productive quarter marked by higher industrial sales and growing demand for clean energy. Marsh said other large industrial customers increasingly are looking to Energy for zero-carbon energy offerings. Collectively, this means that our preliminary capital plan through 2028 is $7 billion higher than on Analyst Day, driven by new transmission as well as incremental new generation investment, including renewables, he said. At Energy's annual Analyst Day in June, the utility announced a $33 billion, five-year capital plan. Marsh noted that Energy Arkansas saw 100 megawatts Walnut Bend Solar Farm, built in partnership with Invenergy, was placed in service during the quarter, and Energy Arkansas also closed on its 180 megawatts West Memphis Solar and 250 megawatts Driver Solar facilities. Marsh said Energy now has nearly 800 megawatts of solar resources in service and close to 2.6 gigawatts of solar projects in process, approved or under regulatory review. Marsh said Energy plans to build even more customer-driven renewable energy sources, mentioning Energy Louisiana's request for proposals to acquire 3 gigawatts of new solar. He also noted that Energy Mississippi announced plans this quarter to build a 750 megawatts dual-fuel, combined cycle plant, its first new natural gas power station in 50 years. He said the plant will be hydrogen-ready and designed to be outfitted eventually with carbon capture technology. Marsh said Energy is gearing up for carbon capture and storage, or CCS, to take a role in the clean energy transition and is in active discussions with customers about a variety of low-carbon generation solutions, including carbon capture. Marsh said Energy Louisiana continues its front-end engineering and design study to evaluate the technical and financial feasibility of installing carbon capture at the Lake Charles Power Station, with the company enlisting the help of Crescent Midstream. Once completed, the learnings from this work will benefit future CCS projects. Ultimately, we believe CCS is a critical technology to comply with eventual federal emissions requirements, to help our customers meet their decarbonization objectives, and for us to achieve our 2050 net zero commitment, Marsh said. Marsh indicated Energy is ready to partake in the nuclear revival taking hold in the country. Energy believes nuclear power will factor heavily in its path to net zero emissions by 2050 and is well positioned to evaluate and ultimately pursue new nuclear options, Marsh said. Marsh said Energy is actively exploring potential nuclear plant upgrade projects that could add as much as 300 megawatts in capacity at the utility's Arkansas and Louisiana nuclear plants. Marsh also brought up that Energy since 2007 has held an early site permit from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a potential new reactor at its Grand Gulf nuclear site and invoked the utility's Memorandum of Understanding with Holtec International to evaluate small modular reactors. During the past quarter, the Louisiana Public Service Commission unanimously approved a $95 million settlement with Grand Gulf owner and Energy subsidiary System Energy Resources to resolve all complaints related to Grand Gulf's past performance lags. It also unanimously approved an agreement to divest Energy Louisiana's share of Grand Gulf Energy and Capacity to Energy Mississippi. Energy has submitted additional filings to the Mississippi Public Service Commission and FERC to approve the divestiture,